Coach.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Coach, I'd asked Cam this earlier, and just curious, that loss to the Falcons last time around was such a tough one. Is that the kind of game that maybe alters the trajectory of your season a little bit?
Well, I think it can. You know, I think the big thing that, you know, you've got to be able to do is bounce back from games like that. And, you know, obviously it was a big loss for us, especially in light of the way we played and gave ourselves a chance to win. So, yeah, it was a big loss. And, you know, there could be some lingering effects, and, you know, after. But for things to continue and last the whole year, I think that's a little too much.
Thoughts on the Falcons now? Obviously seeing them earlier in the year, big picture.
They're a big play team. I mean, you watch them, they've got a lot of big play performers. I mean, I think their offensive line is a solid group of guys. They've really come together, and they've played well, and they've given that quarterback an opportunity to make plays. He throws the ball to his playmakers and does a nice job. I mean, you look at who they got as far as Julio and Roddy, and you know, and then again, Tony, who's been a nemesis for many years for a lot of people. And then, you know, they're 1-2 punch as far as their running game with Michael Turner and Jacquez Rogers. And, you know, and one guy, you know, seems to be overlooked that keeps showing up all the time is Snelling. You know, I think 44 is a good change-up back for them. They've got a lot of weapons, and they're a very good football team. But to me, offensively, it starts with the quarterback. Defensively, they're very opportunistic. They make a lot of big plays because of the players that they're playing. I think these guys are doing a heck of a job. I think John Abram is an elite pass rusher. I think, you know, Jerry and Babineau are good tackles inside that can control the line of scrimmage. And then Bierman, number 71, you've got to count for him wherever he is.
How much do you appreciate safeties that can come up and make the plays these guys are making?
I'll tell you what, they are good football players. I mean, both Moore and Deku. How do you say it? I don't want to mess it up.
You said it fine.
Yeah.
Deku. Okay, Deku. I should know that. He's a golden bear. You know, him and him and Tony Gonzalez are two of my favorites because they both went to Cal, too. But I think their safeties are most certainly dynamic players. But, again, you've also got to be careful with Robinson and Samuel. I think they're good corners. I mean, this is a good group of guys that are playing very well and very opportunistic as far as their defense is concerned.
Charles Johnson had such a big impact the last time around. I mean, how hard is that for him to have another game like that? You think the Falcons will be more prepared this time?
You know, I think they know who we are right now a little bit more. So I think, you know, they'll know who they've got to stop and who they've got to, you know, be able to protect against and all those things, I think, because they understand who we are.
You guys have played so many close games and you ended up on the wrong side of a bunch of them. What's the frustration level about that in particular?
Very high. Honestly, very high. You know, if you get beat and you get manhandled, that's one thing. But to lose them some of them in the fashion that we have has been disappointing. You know, and again, starting with Atlanta, that was a big loss for us, and the way we lost that game was tough. It was a tough pill to swallow. You know, but there's been a couple other ones. You know, Chicago was another one. Tampa Bay was another one. I mean, you know, you sit there and you want to play the what-if game, and it'll drive you nuts because, you know, you can sit there and say, what if? What if we had done this right? What if we had done that right? We'd have given ourselves opportunities and we didn't. And it really falls on us more than anything else.
Coach, last week for the Falcons, Asante Samuel didn't play very much. He's got that injured shoulder. Just your impression of the two cornerbacks who came in, Robert McClain, and also I guess you might have had him in the past, and also Christopher Owens.
Yeah, we had Robert here, and you know, he's a solid football player. I had an opportunity to watch him and really saw him stand out when you guys played Denver. I thought he did a really nice job. And had an opportunity to watch him on tape. He's a solid football player. He's, you know, sometimes all he needs is an opportunity, and that's what he's gotten, and he's making the best of it. So kudos for Robert, and hopefully he continues to do good things for them. I think Owens, the other one, is a solid player who's, you know, shows some good play and drive on the ball. You know, they're deep. I mean, that's one thing you got to give them credit for, is that their group is a deep group, offensively, defensively, right now. And, you know, they've had a lot of good luck in terms of staying healthy for the most part, too.
Hey, Ron, you've always been, at least for these phone calls, not being there obviously every day, just really doing this a couple of times a year and then getting a chance to watch you either on the website or reading some stuff online. You've always been a stand-up guy. There was an article that came out today, and I apologize because normally I say ask the guy himself, but I just read it. Pete Prisco came down pretty hard on Cam about the Pro Bowl last year and how he carried himself and why those guys came after him. And, you know, I guess the question really is, do you sense that he's the leader that you need him to be at this point in his career?
I think he's becoming the leader we need him to be. I didn't read the article, so, you know, and to me it's kind of unfair, you know, when people from afar write articles. I would love for him to, you know, people to come and watch what he's done. I mean, you know, winning and losing is so finite. I mean, it's such a small crack as to whether you win or lose, and this year has epitomized it for us. I mean, think about this. I mean, we've lost 13 coin tosses in a row. I mean, you know, I mean, not that it has anything to do with winning or losing a football game, but just think about that. So you sit there and you have a young man that, you know, his whole career, everything he's done in football has been about winning. And to suffer through what he has, it's hard. It's very hard. And for him to come from where he is now, as opposed to you know how he suffered through earlier in the season, he's made some great strides, and he's trying to cope and deal, and at the same time starting to lead us. And these last few weeks, you know, as he grows and continues to get better and better as a football player and as a leader, I mean, he's who we need. We've just got to be able to somehow break through this and. You know, I mean, sometimes I'm at a loss for it because you sit there and go, "Are you kidding me?" I mean, to put ourselves in position and to have, you know, have somebody on the ground reach up and knock the ball out of the guy's hand, for somebody to stutter his feet on a ball that's kind of all, I don't really want to call it a Hail Mary because, I mean, the play was called, but, you know, for them to go up and make a big play against us when it's, you know, the ball's on the 1 yard. I mean, there's so many little things like that eat at people. You know, and I'm not sure why. You know, the article's written. And again, I have not read the article. I will say, though, that, you know, that the young man is doing the things that we ask. The young man is becoming the player that we need him to become. And you see him in the locker room with his teammates. And you couldn't be more pleased right now where we are in terms of his development, his growth. And, you know, it's not all on him either. We have to help him. I mean, we're struggling. We're struggling at the offensive line. You know, we've got several guys that have been beat up, banged up, hurt. And we, you know, we haven't really been as solid as we have been in the past with Cam, and now you're starting to see it. We're getting a little bit of a rhythm, and hopefully we can continue that this week.
You mentioned fair and unfair. Is it unfair that people write columns about how long he keeps the team bus? How long? I mean, those are the things that are being written and said.
Well, that wasn't fair because, as was pointed out, he wasn't the last one on the bus. You know, he wasn't the last one out of the locker room. You know, and I just I mean, you know, that's not fair, but the article is written, so we, you know, we deal with it and we go forward. But that, you know, that to me is not, I don't think that's groundbreaking or earth-shattering. I don't think that's the kind of thing that, you know, is something that's detrimental because, you know, he wasn't the last one, so I just don't think that was fair.
Can I ask this? I know you haven't read the article. Are you nervous with any young player that things that they just aren't used to? People taking shots at them when they've had success. I mean, guys who play in this league have had success pretty much their whole lives. Are you nervous that you can lose guys? You've been around this league a long time. You've seen rookies come in, and guys all of a sudden aren't what they were quote-unquote supposed to be, or there's adjustment periods. Are you nervous as a head coach? And if you lose your quarterback in any way, shape, or form, or if he's mentally not right, that's not good for business either.
No, but he's a mentally tough kid. I mean, if there's one thing that can be said about him is he shows up every day to work. I mean, he's one of the first ones in and one of the last ones to leave. He comes in on Tuesday on his day off and gets a workout in, goes and watch tapes, has questions. He'll come find somebody and ask those questions. So unless you're here every day and understand what he's doing, I don't think that's fair. I will say this. His obligations, the obligations he has around this city, he fulfills those things. His obligations with his teammates, he fulfills. So, it's to me, you know, I guess I agree with what you said earlier. I think people need to go to the source.
Well, this article quotes players from the Pro Bowl and things like, and I mean, those were words that were used. It's damning, and I don't know if anybody there needs to defend him. He can defend himself. He's a grown man at this point. But it really is. I mean, I would be nervous about losing a guy in some way, shape, or form if he's dealing with that type of stuff, true or untrue.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But, you know, the problem being, again, is, you know, I'm not sure why the article had to be written, you know, whether it's true or not, whether those guys have said it or not. But, you know, I will say this, there are several other athletes in this league that you could say stuff about. So I don't understand why an article like that needed to be written.
If you guys were 9-3, is that article not written?
Oh, without a doubt. I don't think the article's written. I really don't. But, again, you know, he writes what he wants to write because, you know, it's his, you know, it's his obligation, it's his freedom. He has a choice.
Directionally, the last four games, what do you need to see? I'm assuming you said you're going to play young guys. Job's on the line. Film doesn't lie. I know all those things come into play. What do you hope and what do you really expect to see?
Well, I hope to see the development of players. I mean, you know, going forward. And you know, I mean, there's a lot of question about how things are going to be for me. And I've told the players and I've told the coaches, don't worry about me. Do your jobs. Do the things you need to do to show that you deserve this opportunity. And that's what I've told the players. I said, now, for you to get opportunities, I've got to play certain people. The thing everybody's got to understand is we've been playing young players. We really have. If you sit there and look at it, we start Luke Kuechly in the middle. We started a rookie corner, okay? We have a guy that's in our nickel pass rush that's a rookie. We're playing a second-year corner in the nickel package as well. You know, we have a rookie safety that's played for us already this year. So, you know, that's 5-6 guys on the defensive side alone. We're starting a rookie left guard, you know. We're using a rookie kick return. I mean, we're playing so many young guys that you know, when people ask me about it, I said, yeah, I mean, we're going to continue to play the young guys. I'd like to see them play a little bit more so we can continue to evaluate them. This is an evaluation process for everybody because of our circumstances. And as I said, it's not about me. You know, the owner at the end of the year will make his decision. And when he sits down and makes his decision about me, you know, and again, going forward, I will have knowledge on who we have. If he makes the decision the other way, the new people will have knowledge on the people that are here so they can make informed decisions, so we can make informed decisions. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know the next 4 weeks we have an opportunity to go out and play some good football, an opportunity to show what we can do, and we can get good tape and film on who these people are, and good film and good tape on what they're capable of doing and what they're not capable of doing, and we can evaluate our scheme and decide some things. So we're going to do the things that we need to do as we go forward. I mean, everything I'm doing, my intention is to be back here next year and, you know, and again, come into the season, we'll know.
Do you believe every heartache, hardship, close game losses, do you believe in the NFL, this is the infamous crawl before you walk, walk before you run? You think this team has the capabilities with this experience under their belt to win as soon as next year? And I'm not looking to discount the next four games. I promise I'm not.
Oh, no, without a doubt. I do. I mean, again, as I said, if you're getting beat by 14 points, 17 points week in, week out, yeah, to me, you don't have a chance. But you've got a lead going into the fourth quarter. I mean, I know there's a stat where I'm 1-11 or something like that in close games, okay? Somewhere along the line, when you get the momentum and you make those plays and you make those things happen and you start to win those games, it's over. Now, all of a sudden, you get on the roll. It's like what's happening to Atlanta, okay? Their nemesis, New Orleans, okay? I heard it just before they played them the first time. They got beat. Now they come home. They play them. They got the bug out their eye, out their ear. They beat them. Now what's going to happen is we know Atlanta's in the playoffs. If New Orleans makes it to the playoffs, if they come to Atlanta, you don't think Atlanta believes they're winning that football game? So that's kind of how I look at this team. I mean, you know, I mean, it's two seasons to see where we are. You know, sometimes you sit there and say, you know, we have to manage expectations. We have to manage expectations. You know, we transitioned our offensive line to a degree. We transitioned our defense. You know, last year we didn't start the same 11 guys until week 12. It was the first time we played back-to-back starters that were the same on defense. So there's so many little things that are happening here for the first time that I like to believe that we are doing the things we are. We need to, and that the next shot we get, we can get over that hump.
Well, for whatever it's worth, and it might not be much, I meant what I said earlier. I've always thought you handled yourself really well in any of these types of settings that we get a chance to talk to you in.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And, you know, just the one thing I try to do is just tell it the way it is.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Coach.
All right. Thank you, guys.